We're talking with Bill Buckner from Noble Research Institute. Bill, you outlined some goals, some ideas of how conservation stakeholders can work together. There are groups that are involved with conservation in the state. Tell me about this MOU.
Well, I think if any time you want to collaborate with somebody, it's always better if everybody understands exactly where they all fit in a nationwide effort or a statewide effort such as this one. And the MOU is really a document that's in place to really define who we are, what our objectives are, what our primary purposes are, and create those ditches, Ron, if you will, that allow us to move in a one singular fashion. And so we took a lot of time discussing what those elements were, recognizing the importance of what everybody brings to the table in order to create that roadmap. And today is the culmination of that, and we're just very enthused to have everybody here to help finish out the strategic mapway.
I thought it was interesting some of the objectives you had, the eastern red cedar elimination, soil health, feral hogs, some things that are very, you know, very much on the minds of a lot of folks.
Absolutely. So it's just not, because we're such a diverse state, you really take a look at those invasive species as a means of, an effort to really clean up a major problem. And some people will say, well, we can get rid of all the red cedars in the state. Well, that'll be a pretty good objective. And if we can get rid of all the feral hogs in the state, that's a pretty good objective. Everything works in concert in order to produce a sustainable landscape for agriculture. And those are two of the primary ones that we want to work on.
One of the things you've majored on since you've been at Noble has been soil health.
That's correct. We do believe that the soil is, and if you take care of the soil, it'll take care of everything else. It's Mother Nature's filtration for water. It builds water holding capacity. We're in a state where half the state's always in suspect of drought each year. And how do we begin to get ahead of these environmental issues that we have, that being primarily drought? And how do we create that water holding capacity? And having healthy, nurturing soils is the first place to start.